Oh, say, can I see?
Try again.
Right? Honesty is the best policy.
If you don't mind my saying so, sir, isn't that just a little bit old hat?
Okay, a rolling hat gathers no moss.
Do you mind if we punch it up a bit?
Sure, change a couple words there if you
By the way, do you have any other inventions up your clever, velvet, sometime tailor-made sleeve?
Well, I might just have it that. Parenthesis, see science, close parenthesis.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
If you'll excuse me a moment, I may have an exclusive for you.
Meanwhile, as lightning crackles overhead, history is made in the backyard of Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
Myron? Oh, Myron, where are you?
Over here, Mr. Franklin, with a kite.
Yeah, right. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you got it way up there?
Yeah, she's really up there.
Explain to me again now, what the gimmick is here.
Well, I figure it this way. The lightning strikes the kite and is conducted down the string.
Is what?
Is conducted. That means it travels down the string to this little key I've got.
What little key?
Like key right there.
Oh, yeah, you got a little key on there.
Well, now watch. You see the sparks coming from the key? That's electricity.
Why, it's a miracle. The parenthesis, see religion, close parenthesis.
Huh?
Listen, you feel any tingling sensation in your hand there? I mean, it hurt to hold on to the string?
No, can't feel a thing. Oh, by the way, how are you enjoying them little square glasses I made for you? Those special lenses make it easier to read, don't they?
Yeah, and now about the kite.
I told you you'd like them. Just a matter of getting used to them.
Look, Myron.
I told Dad I thought it was the best thing I'd done since my stove.
I wish you wouldn't discuss these things with your father. Now, about the kite.
Well, the way I figure it, this proves that lightning is really electricity.
My goodness, what a discovery. Tonight, mankind is taking a great leap forward. Parenthesis, see sports.
Close parenthesis.
Close parenthesis.
Mr. Franklin?
Where are you, Mr. Franklin?
Quick, hand me the kite. Here comes the press.
Over here, gentlemen. Right over here.
December 1776, on the banks of the Delaware, cruel winds whistle through the threadbare clothing of the 8,000-man American army, all too aware of General Howe's powerful troops across the icy waters. They await the decision of their leader, General George Washington, for he and he alone can make the choice upon which hinges the destiny of their infant nation.
All right, then. How much you want for the boat that says Popeye on it?
$1.20 an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the one that says Donald Duck on it?
Eh?
The one with the little stripe and awning there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that boat right there?
That boat right there?
That boat right
That's
there?
That's the boat.
Will run you $2 an hour.
What? That's an outrage. This is December. It's your off-season.
Huh.
How many customers can you get this time
Look,
of year?
Look, fella, you run the army and let me run the boat rental, okay?
All right. Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money, and I wish you'd make up your mind. The boat rides are closing.
Well, let's review them once again here. Popeye was $1.20
an hour.
Yeah,
that's $1.20 an hour, that's right.
And the one with the stripe and awning.
General Duck.
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The men are freezing.
So?
So we were wondering if we could come to some decision on the boat.
Yeah, they think they got problems. I just had my wig set this morning, and this damp air isn't doing it any good. Look at it, straight as a stick.
Well, it looks just fine to me, sir.
Really?
Huh? Yes, yes.
Think it looks all right?
Listen, you're going to rent a boat tonight or not? I'd like to freeze my ears off.
All right, don't rush me.
If we could make a decision on the boat, sir, it'll soon be daylight.
Let it be daylight. We're liable to tip over out there at night.
Yes, well, there was the element of surprise in the whole thing, don't you see, sir?
Oh. Well, all right, you can get the men loaded in the other boats. Get that out of the way.
They are in the other boats, sir. They have been for hours. Now, if we could just come
all
to
right.
some...
All right, hold your horses.
We ate the horses yesterday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be with you
Did
shortly.
You really eat the horses yesterday?
I didn't. They did. An enlisted man. Now I got it narrowed down to two here. Popeye has the dear little seats in it.
Yes, yes.
And that's $1.20.
Uh-huh.
See? And Donald Duck has the stripe and awning.
I see.
$2. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Lieutenant. Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps a bit, but...
All right, you see there? Huh. Now, what would you say to $1.75 for Donald Duck?
$2 an hour, not a penny less.
Say, what are you trying to do, gouge a serviceman?
Well, I might ask, what are you army guys trying to do? Stifle the small businessman?
Why, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
All right, then, kick the end of Donald Duck around there again. Let me see
it. I can't. My feet are frozen. Oh. Look, mister, why don't you take the one called Popeye? You'll be happy with that boat. The price is right. $1.20 an hour.
Well, I don't know. You like it, Lieutenant?
She's a beaut, sir. Besides, we're only renting it for the one night.
But you really like it better than the one with the awning.
You wouldn't want the one with the awning, sir. Once you got into it, you'd hate it. Honestly, take the other one.
Popeye, you think it's really me?
Yes, on my word, sir, it's you.
But I just don't know about the color.
The color is fine. Black is a great color. It sets off your wig.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Popeye it is.
I tell you, boy, I've seen some customers, but this guy's a Lulu.
Now, we got everything, the flag?
Right, sir.
The ukulele?
Yes, sir.
The sandwiches?
The boatman has some right here, sir.
Oh. Well, what kind you got there?
I got ham and Swiss, liverwurst, or tuna salad.
Well, let me see, is he... Tuna salad, good today?
It's you! It's you!
All right, how much?
At 25 cents.
What? 25 cents for a tuna salad sandwich?
Here, take it with my blessings.
Well,
hey, take a liverwurst, too. Enjoy, enjoy.
And so the Delaware was crossed. Thus was begun one of the most glorious pages in American history.
Imagine that guy. Wanted 25 cents. Lousy tuna. Whoops, watch where you're rolling. And like this little boat I picked up for you here? Called Papa.
Sound the fife, beat the drums, be ready for the moment. Victory comes ever forward. Patriots fall.
And America has always gone forward on the sound of marching feet. To the military beat of drums, drums, drums. Helping to hold the banner high, stirring the hearts of her fighting men, this then is the spirit of 76.
What do you mean you're walking off the job?
Like I'm walking off the job, man. I don't have to work with that kind of square drummer.
Well,
man.
I don't see any
no,
reason
I mean,
why
when I
can.
Accepted the gig, I didn't know I was going to have to play fife with the kind of moldy fig...
Well, we certainly
drumming can. Like what is going on up ahead there, man. No.
Moldy,
Now, the kid here is on second drums, and the kid is swinging pretty good, but we can't make it swing with that other cat, Dick.
You tell him, Bix.
Look here now, we're engaged in battle. The army's depending
well,
on you.
Well, too bad, man. Like you're back here holding the flag, you don't have to walk next to him, you know?
Well, what exactly is your objection to the man?
Well, in the first place, anybody with a name like Yankee...
Doodle.
Yeah, well, the name says it, man, you know?
Yes, but what is the main problem?
Like it's a toss-up between the drumming and the singing, man.
The singing.
I got a bandage around my ears, but it doesn't help much. It's a bad song.
Well, let's walk back up there and talk to him, see if we can't straighten it out.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, Doodle, the fife player and the other drummer want to leave. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
They're out of step with me. That's what's the trouble.
Is that true?
Wow, he wants to play yup, up, 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 and it ought to go scoopy doopy doopy doop, bow, 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 yeah, bow, ooh, ooh. Kaboom. Man, like you didn't say anything about that we were going to work up near the cannonballs, man. I mean, no,
well,
I thought we were working like